Oh, I'm sorry. We were just laughing about the idea that you actually paid money for this.
Well, you probably didn't. You probably bootlegged it off a friend. Anyway, now we can tell you the truth. There is no best of Car Talk.
No.
NPR made us call it that so you'd buy it. The working title of this collection was actually The Not As Lousy As Usual Calls.
Right. Or Calls You May Not Have Hated Too Much, Volume 1.
And what's worse is that we don't even have a plan for the next hour.
None.
We just have this cardboard box full of our old cassettes here that we brought up from the basement. And I guess we're just going to reach in and play some of them for you.
Hey, don't look so disappointed. You knew we were a low-budget operation when you bought the thing. All right, now, where do we start?
Well, as we were going through this box in the car on the way over here, we realized that our old calls tend to fall into certain categories.
Yeah, bad and worse.
Well, aside from that, for instance, a few years ago, a lot of our calls touched on the topic of nerds and nerddom.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about. This one, Mary from Wall to Wall.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I do here? I just pop it in the cassette machine?
Yeah, there you go.
I push play?
No, push erase, numbskull.
All right. Here we go.
1-800-332-9287. Hello,
you're
Car Talk.
This is Mary from Walla Walla.
Walla Walla.
Walla Walla, Washington.
Yes. Sure, what's up?
Well, what's up, I love you guys. I listen to you religiously, but I'm miffed with you.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, because
right.
We used to have an AMC Pacer, which you guys have called a nerd car, and I agree with that 100%.
So
now we have a Plymouth Reliant.
Goes to prove the theory, doesn't it?
What?
It proves the theory. We
but
said
I'm not
that
a nerd. I don't even wear glasses.
Well, wait a minute.
Tell us about your husband.
Does he smoke a pipe?
No, he doesn't.
Does he have a pocket protector?
No, he doesn't.
Is he an engineer?
No.
All right, give us a little more background on him.
Okay. To be fair to my husband, he had the pacer before we got married.
Yeah.
He's 6'5", so he cannot just fold himself into some tiny little foreign car.
Okay.
And it wasn't exactly smart of us to be bad-mouthing him.
Yeah, don't mess around with a guy 6'5".
That's right.
All right,
you're
so tell us, there's got to be something nerdy about him. What's his name? Is his name something nerdy like Harold?
No, it's Terry, and he's a history teacher, and he's really a nice guy. And the fact that I married him in spite of his pacer should tell you something, because I hated that car. I really did.
Well, see,
and I think the Plymouth Reliant, it's got some problems, which I'd like to talk about, but, I mean, it looks nice. It doesn't look ugly like the pacer. So what do you guys have against it?
What, the pacer?
No, the Reliant.
Oh, the Reliant? We don't have anything against it.
Well, no. Here was the rationale was this, that AMC was folding, right? Going down the tubes, as they say. And someone had to buy them. And who was going to do it, we said. And we concluded it had to be the company that was the next most nerdy company, right? And it wasn't GM. GM has got lots of things wrong with it, but nerdy isn't
right.
One.
Right. Someone had to fill that nerd niche.
The nerd gap. And it wasn't Ford, because Ford is really quite modern in its design.
Right. Ford's progressive and modern, you know, so obviously
the only place it could go was all those Chrysler showrooms. And that's where it went.
But that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the car. The car is perfectly all right. It's just
the people who buy them. Like your husband.
So now that we have you on the line, Mary,
yeah.
Just give us, we've got 15 to 20 seconds. Tell us all the things you like about this car so we can, you know, pass this on to our listeners.
It's just that it looks nice. It's a burgundy color.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize they come in other colors, but our problem is that it was in an accident and almost totaled, and it's costing us like $200 to $300 every few months. It is paid off, though, and we don't have any payments.
Oh, that's good.
Now, when we get rid of it, should we try to upgrade our image, or are we destined for life?
By the time you trade it in, maybe AMC will be back in business and you can buy another Pacer.
No, please.
Just tell me one thing about your husband. Does he wear those shoes with the big, thick soles on them, under him?
Plaid pants?
He did when I first got a hold of him, but I cured him.
You cured him of that. How about the plaid pants?
The what?
Plaid pants.
That's another thing I've broken him of.
You broke him of that, too.
We know.
Ah, see, the truth is all coming out now. The eyeglasses, are they wire rim?
No.
They're black plastic, right?
No.
Plaid.
Plaid.
Now give me some credit. I've been able to work miracles.
Right. You have worked miracles.
And the last question.
But yeah,
where he parts his hair,
pardon?
How close is it to his ear?
Oh.
Is it like equidistant?
I do his hair.
Mr. Gigi does ours. And
Mary, you called to say that you weren't a nerd, and I hate to say it, but you have proven the point here.
No, you're all right, Mary.